Welcome, everybody. Today we have an amazing guest. You know them from Jury Duty. You know them from going on tour soon and buying tickets and seeing it. It's Edie fucking the Italian Modica.
Oops.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Thank you for having me so much, guys.
Oh,
of course. So tell us about your live show. Like, what is it like? Like, what can people expect?
I'm talking for an hour. That's
amazing.
Are you doing any morning TV things?
No, they haven't asked me to do that yet.
Well,
It'll come. You did one, Jack, right?
I did one with Sarah, yeah.
I
scared the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
They were genuinely really fearful that I was there.
Where was it?
To know what to do with you.
That was in St. Louis, I think.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going there.
That respect, prayers for St. Louis, a respect to St. Louis for everybody. My heart goes out to you or whatever. But I would be feeling insane if I lived there.
Are you?
It's basically Jurassic Park for humans.
They have that sick museum there, the city museum. Oh, you gotta go, Edie. You've been?
I've been.
Oh my!
You can like climb in the walls
into an airplane up in the.
Yes, I went.
Imagine being a child there.
I can't.
I mean, it's just too amazing to think about. Are you flying around, Edie, or will you be driving?
No, I'm driving across the country,
dude.
Are you whipping it? Who's coming with you, honey?
Yeah.
Wow,
honey, Pluton.
That's sick. What are you guys? What car are you taking?
I don't even know yet.
Hummer.
I don't know. A Hummer.
You gotta get a fucking truck. If you guys got a truck,
that would
imagine?
Be awesome.
Shit.
Are you gonna make it a documentary like Borat?
Yeah. My friend Leah is coming for the second half and she wants to film.
Wait, that's cool.
Out of it. I'm excited.
We love Lena.
Me too.
Wow. So Edie, what you brought up a topic to us when we were talking on Zoom. You wanted to talk about reality TV today, or maybe television
slash
in general.
Television. I just watch a lot.
What have you been watching recently?
I'm watching The Traitors.
Yeah, that's what I'm literally watching it right
now.
You are.
Yep.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you guys partook.
I love the bloody traitors.
It's incredible.
Have you seen all the countries' seasons?
No, I've only seen America.
You haven't seen the UK?
I've heard UK is the best because it's UK's civilians.
Sick. It's got normies. Yeah.
But I like the fact that it's like, I love when I'm describing Traitors to someone who hasn't seen it, and I get to say that it spans across all reality TV.
Yeah.
Like, that I love cool. that. They needed to do that years ago. Bring in everyone.
It's the Avengers.
Yeah.
For
the
Marvel
there's
fans.
So many, like I was watching just this past episode, the like horde of them walking through the church. I'm like, there are so many. That world is vast.
Bro, every time they get to the first round table, I'm literally like, who the fuck is that? I've never seen that person
like,
yet.
I know everyone. Dude,
damn.
Like, I'm excited by so many.
And Robbie Hoffman's girlfriend's up on there.
Yes, she's cute.
Wow,
who's that? Gabby's her name,
right?
She's
kind of doing great. Yeah, Gabby.
Gabby's doing her thing in there.
I didn't really know her from her season of The Bachelor, but
right,
she is like likable AF.
Yeah,
yes, she is. I mean, and you know who I can't fucking. Let me just put it this way. What's his name? Boston Rob.
Boston Rob.
Give me a break.
He's absolutely disgusting.
That's you,
he
Eric.
Has to be taken
that
out.
Is you.
I'm not Boston Rob.
Wait, Boston Rob? Is that a person from another
from Survivor?
He's from Survivor.
Oh, okay. That's
I thought his name was Rob Boston.
Boston Rob.
That's my problem.
It's Boston. Boston ass Rob. Would you be a traitor, Edie, or would you want to be a faithful?
I would want to be a traitor. Because I
would.
Or, like, I think it would just be fun. But
do you
think
you'd be a good traitor?
I do, because I think I could get people to like me.
Yeah. I think
but
you'd be
I
a good
also,
traitor.
Like, Bob the Drag Queen was a traitor.
Right.
But he was, like, he was laying it on so thick, and I really thought he would have a better, like,
yeah.
he would be able to temper himself.
Wait, I haven't gotten there yet.
Uh-oh. Spoilers.
It's okay. It's
you just
okay.
Said you're watching it.
I'm only two episodes in.
Oh my
God. Well, you know that.
It's okay. It's okay. I don't give a literally. I have
All right,
so much awesome stuff.
He was acting like he was doing the most.
No, when he walks in. Okay, spoiler alert. He's a fucking traitor. Okay.
You already know he's a traitor.
Wow.
Oh, I know he's a traitor.
That's episode one type shit. Yeah. But Bob, when Bob comes into the first, like after the first night of murders, and then walks into the breakfast, and everybody's in there, and Bob goes like this.
Yeah,
it's like, but you didn't learn anything from that.
That's... Wait, Jack, do that again. Do that again. Do that.
Are you gonna fucking? Are you gonna fucking?
No, you just especially look like Mugatu when you do that.
Hold on, let me get it.
Don't fool Mugatu.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mugatu transformation. Wow. Holy.
You can derelict my balls. Remember that?
That told me that Will Ferrell had crazy range that we weren't aware of. And I knew that at fucking 10 years old when I saw Zoolander.
I've always felt like I can see right through Will Ferrell.
What do you see through?
Really?
What do you see?
You think there's a darkness?
I don't know. An insecurity.
You think he's insecure,
he's never
really?
Struck for me.
But he's so...
But he makes my ass laugh.
He's elf. Yeah.
He's elf, Edie.
I mean, I don't want this to be the case. But
more cowbell.
What does that do for you though? When you think to yourself like, all right, I see right through this punk ass bitch. He's insecure. He couldn't last one day trying to make friends on the beach playing volleyball. He's got no riz. He smells like shit probably under that shirt. Does it make you not like him, or does it make you want to help him? I'm saying.
No, I don't have time for him.
Wow.
Can I tell you guys something really corny?
What? What,
man? My first ever, I think, time performing on stage, which was when I was a freshman in college, I had a more cowbell, I need more cowbell t-shirt from like Kohl's, and I wore it during the improv show.
Wow. No, that's sweet.
Because I was that's like, sweet. I want like, I wore it all throughout high school. It was so like tatted up. And I was like, I want some like good, like,
keep him alone
energy or something. I want Will Ferrell to
Nate is like throwing in new ass words all the time. Like, before he was like, crackle. There was one joke I saw last night that made me basically crackle.
I wasn't crackling at anything.
Crackle. I'm like LL Cool J, dude. I'm inventing new words that go into the lexicon. Crackle.
Tatted
you're
up
just
shirt.
Saying words wrong.
No, that's definitely not it, Edie.
Your shirt wasn't tattered.
it was tatted.
Yeah. Edie
can get that's you. Just like an accent.
Tatted up.
Tatted up.
Wait, when I saw More Cowbell for the first time, I was watching it like this. I couldn't believe that people could have humor like that. I had never seen it like that.
Let me show you Rami Malek's SNL sketches. Let me show you that.
Oh, bro, please.
You will be doing that once again. Trust me.
Mr. Malik. That dude's up, I think, has an alcohol problem.
You think he's a certified? Oh.
based off of what we saw on Graham Norton when we were in Scotland.
Be careful what you say, Eric.
I have one. Listen.
What'd you say? You have
I
one?
I have one.
I have a problem with alcohol, and that's that I'm not drinking till March. Oh.
Really? Yeah.
Well, yeah, after we went to London, I was having beer every day, and I got back and I thought, let me take a break.
Yes.
Let me chill out.
Respect.
And it's feeling great. It's feeling basically amazing.
Yeah.
But Edie, you're good with alcohol. You'll have one beer.
I don't even drink. I don't really drink. I'm on the greenery.
You're on the pure green.
Yeah.
What's your what? Please go off.
She's talking
please
about weed, about dude. This. She means weed.
No, trust me, I'm familiar with
strain, toke style.
Yeah, I don't want to say how I know, but yeah, I know a thing or two about that shit.
Like I use it as it reacts as an upper for me.
Does it?
That's amazing.
Like I go out and drink a Diet Coke and smoke some weed or take an edible, and I'm like. The energy that I feel, like I'm talking to everybody, I'm interested in listening to them as well. Yeah. Conversations are flowing.
It's a medication.
I love
medicine.
I love thinking about you and Chase in your house eat, smoking weed and watching TV and talking shit. That's got to be the best, most
all
coziest
we do
experience of all time.
My boyfriend recently was like, he was like, maybe you don't watch TV during the day. Like, I think that that's maybe like a sign of depression.
Like maybe try not watching
like
it
maybe
for a second,
like
see
just
how it
watch
feels.
It at night. Cause yeah. I had like a week where I watched like 8 full series, or I was just allowing myself, I would wake up in the morning and start watching TV and then just, you know, kind of do it all day.
Yeah.
And I've stopped doing that during the day.
What have you replaced that with?
Work.
Writing. Career.
Writing, work.
Jury duty fan fiction that you're writing under another name.
Like me and Ronald.
But
Ronald.
But I want to push back on Chase's notion, because you have achieved an amazing opportunity to live the way that God wanted you to live, which is not fucking obsessing and grinding every single day. If I want to fucking fuck off, I am able to do this thing. What's
so
wrong with
you
that?
Just said is invalidated because Chase is not my boyfriend.
Yeah, Jack, get a
what
fucking
did I say?
Grip.
Chase?
Yeah.
Yeah,
my fault.
You said Chase. Chase is Edie's friend and roommate, dude.
I know, I flipped the script on accident.
Wow. Gag.
I'm inventing a new way of speaking about things that makes you think.
Listen, I gotta say this. I have been chilling the last 2 weeks, and what I'll do in the morning, I'll play this for about at 7 a.m. I'll crack this thing on. Cup of coffee, no problem. Feeling great. I don't give a fuck.
What do you play on there?
Call of Duty recently.
In the morning?
Yeah, that's when I'm the sharpest. That's when I have the craziest reflexes.
When dudes play hella video games, is that fucking pathetic or is that awesome?
And be careful, you know what audience is listening.
Because you
right
know
now.
That we are gamers.
Okay, no, I have. I think I have a nuanced opinion, because I used to think it was like I would just write it off. But then I've sat, so much of my life was spent sitting with a group of boys, watching them play video games.
Mm-hmm.
And because I wanted to be like a cool girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw for the first time, like, it's like you're, it's almost like you're playing in a movie, like you're a character. And it was like something with a detective.
Alan Wake.
I really don't know.
Maybe,
but
that
was the first time I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. It's like life.
It's like life.
It's like life.
Exactly.
Except it's not.
I need to say this. I've been being fooled by these Instagram reels that says, it'll say like New York, 1979. And it's a video of people in New York and it looks 110% real. It's AI. And it's stitched together pictures from the past and put it in color. And it looks like a movie set, but no, it's pure AI. And I'm thinking in 5 years, we're going to be able to be in those worlds
Less.
Ourselves, walking around. Two,
Less.
One.
That is such a funny like conclusion to draw from something that could like cause a fucking global catastrophic war. Like fake, like president,
we can be in the game.
Fake presidential messages. And you're like, dude, but fucking I could be chilling with Spyro. Within 5 years.
I love Spyro.
I really think before we die, we'll be in a VR video game realistic enough to what we can like shoot someone and it'll feel fully real, like we just shot someone in real life.
Emotionally?
In VR, GTA,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yes.
You know
I think
what I mean?
More about them using, like, I rarely think about the repercussions, like, with war, or, like, real things. I think about, like, someone's going to put out a naked picture of me.
Yeah.
Or like of celebrities.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to like be like, it's not me. Like,
right.
Really fighting. But I mean, who would even
this could,
care about
that? It could maybe bring on a wave of nudity acceptance in a way where it's like, yeah, guess what? Maybe clothes don't matter because you could put me in an image generator and see my 6-inch thing for free. So. Maybe.
Congratulations,
maybe we just
by
don't
the
need
way.
Clothes in general. Oh, thank you, man.
Inch thing
appreciate
for
that.
Free.com / VR.
Edie, you've been in jury duty. You've been in shrinking. You've been in what's known as that HBO show with the weed delivery guy.
Yes.
High maintenance with Ruby.
Why? Yes, I was in the
So,
list thing.
I mean, you've been in TV, and I'm going to be in the spinoff for The Office. There's no debate about that. But what TV shows would you like to be on if you could go back in time, go forward in time? If you could pick one show.
Sopranos.
Yeah, you
Six
would body
feet
that.
under. Are you guys 6 feet under?
Not
I've
yet. I
watched the
just
pilot like
started
three
watching
times.
it.
I can't.
No,
I
we
need to
don't want
keep
to. You need to push
watching.
forward.
Push,
It's
push,
the best
push.
show I've ever seen. It's simply about life.
And Dexter's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not Dexter, he's David. I
But he's
tried to
really
watch
good, right?
Dexter right after, and I was like, I can't see David like this. Like,
Because he's a serial killer now.
and it's
Michael
not
Hall.
Michael
Michael C.
C. Hall.
Hall.
Michael Carlisle Hall.
Michael C. Fucking roof. Ceiling. Okay, so you would be in 6 feet under.
Huh?
I'm saying Michael C. Hall, Michael C.
Michael C.
Ceiling,
Roof. Oh.
Michael C.
Very
Cup.
good. That's very, very good.
I thought you were having a stroke.
No, well, I don't have those and I
I'd
never
like to
will.
have a stroke like oh no, not like that.
I'm
Shit.
definitely getting a fucking stroke. That's for fucking sure.
Oh, that's
You should
100%
have
in the
a
books.
happens
100.
in my head. It's like you just like, and then
It's pathetic.
you're stroked.
I think a stroke is something that we can't understand, but it basically puts your brain on the
You kind of, I'll
fry.
tell you what, I know somebody who had one and they described it to me. And it's basically you can't perceive it, and you kind of just wake up and you're like, what happened? And then all of a sudden you just like have a new like ailment that affected your brain because of it.
That
Have I told you guys this story?
sucks.
My friend from growing up's dad had a stroke about a year and a half ago, and he was alone, and he woke up and could feel it. Couldn't use it was like split half, like he was like paralyzed from on the left side. Couldn't wasn't able to speak, so couldn't call 911. Got in his truck with only the function of his right side, drove like 20 minutes to the hospital by himself with the stroke happening. Yeah, like the yeah, perfect ED just like that. And then he had another stroke at they put him in a helicopter and he had another stroke in the helicopter
Oh
to
my.
the
They
other
put him in a
hospital
helicopter?
to airlift him to like a better facility or something.
Did it bring the
And
left side back after the did the
I
second
don't know.
stroke
He's
bring?
like doing much better
Oh,
now,
like it
but
switched?
Yeah.
yeah, might have.
I know somebody who was bicycling in Chicago and the left half of their body went numb while they were on the bike. They fell off.
Jesus Christ.
And then they went to the doctor and they said, yeah, that's odd, but you're good.
Good.
Oh, I
What?
went to the urgent care
God.
a couple of days ago, and the doctor was like, why are
Why?
you
Why'd you
here?
go?
Sort of. Well, I had a bug bite on my ankle that was.
Why do you keep these things from us? Why wouldn't you tell me this immediately?
You
I
should have led
saw
with
you this week. Yeah.
I had a bug bite that made my ankle feel like it was like sprained. Like I was like woke up and I was like, it's hard to walk on this foot. And it's clearly a bug bite, but I was like, this, it was really like swollen. There was like redness around it. And I was thinking like looking up, the different spiders and you know about the brown recluse, right? Which I
Bro,
believe is in
of course I know
California.
the brown recluse.
So I was like, you know what? This seems pretty painful. I've had many spider bites and bug bites in my life. This doesn't feel like a normal spider. This feels like something serious. So I was like, I'm just gonna go to the urgent care just to just to be certain that this isn't like a life ending. Like I think you can die from some spider bites,
My
right?
friend got bit by a brown
Yeah.
recluse and his flesh started decaying. It was
Right. It's
like
serious. There's
necrosis or
several
whatever.
spiders that can just take you out.
Take your
So I'm
flesh
like, you
out.
know what? Better safe than sorry. I went to the most busted fucking urgent care on the planet, and I went into the doctor's office, and she was like, "Hey, you have a bug bite," and was immediately like, "Why are you even here? Like, this is a waste of my time." And I showed her my ankle, and she was like, "Does your ankle look like that?" And she was like judging the form of my ankle. And I was like, well, you can compare it with the other one. And I took
She
off my
asked you,
other
does
sock.
your ankle look like that?
Yeah. She was like
It
judging.
does.
I was like, yeah, it's, you're looking at it right now. And then she compared it with the other ankle and she was like, whoa, all right. So you got some swelling going on there. But she was like, yeah, just, you know, does it hurt? And I was like, yeah, it does. And she was like, just take some Tylenol, like it's nothing. And I was like, okay, cool. It's nothing to worry about. And I was like, I was just kind of worried that it would be like, you know, a brown recluse. Or, and she said, what? So she doesn't even know what a fucking brown recluse spider is.
These medical professionals. So first off,
you're fucking out. He doesn't even know if that's your ankle.
Right. Right.
So how can I trust this person, you know? So I went, but luckily it's fine right now. But I was walking out of there thinking this could be a major lawsuit, you know, on my.
Because she doesn't know about it. Well, maybe, yeah.
Wait, I have a question. Or it's a story and then kind of a, like, what do you guys think? I've been going to this doctor that my parents go to in the city. And he's like 80 years old and he's like an old school doctor. He uses like, I did a physical and he used this machine, like this huge machine. I don't even know what it was for a heart rate or something. And it's like going like writing results.
It's got the ink.
Yes, there's like ink coming out of it. It's printing results. Like, oh, sorry, we have to wait 15 minutes for it to print. And the like nurse lady was like, yeah, there's a lot of like better technology, but he likes to use what he likes to use and blah, blah, blah. There's technology that you could like figure out whatever he was testing immediately, but he does that.
Yeah.
Okay. Then he comes in and he's like, all right, so I'm going to have to do like an anal check-in.
Right, of course.
Something. And I yep. was like, I personally like enjoy a crazy experience. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get to talk about this. Like, okay. So yeah. I'm like, he calls the nurse in so that there's like a witness, I guess. And then I had to like lie on my side and he fingered my asshole. He put it in and went all the way around.
Oh my
and
God.
And then popped it out and was like, okay, like, all right, like feels fine. And then I'm sorry, guys.
No, no.
But then I was talking to my friend who's like a doctor and like young. And he was like, that's completely unnecessary. Like, you don't need to do that anymore. Like, why that's would they need crazy. To do that?
Yeah. What
As
can
a
you feel?
Physical?
Right.
And they would have to like do some kind of scan if there was a problem there.
Right.
But
that's crazy. I had a similar incident, Edie, just to validate you. I had a physical and they were doing like the whole like cough balls check thing.
Yes.
You know? And the it was like the nurse was doing this and she brought in a trainee to come in who is like a nurse in training to observe how to do it. So there was like two people like just kind of observe and she was spending extra time like kind of like touching my balls and she was like, so you see, you know, like you have to do it like this. And I'm just like, you know, it was quite strange.
Yeah, like having the extra person, I'm almost like don't I should be able to trust you.
Right.
Like, well, they can't trust you because I remember this. She was like, I have to have another person in the room because maybe like dudes are creeps, you know, and like if you touch their balls, like,
yeah.
You know. So I think there might need to be another
but
person.
Now I want to talk to the nurse and be like, he put his finger in my ass.
Right. Right.
Why didn't you do anything?
What can you even feel? I went one
A
time.
Polyp?
Yeah, polyp, but sometimes those are way up in there because, you know, your colon's about 2 miles long.
I think
like
he
that.
Just wanted to. I think it's a power thing.
Let's you bring him. So? Let's call him.
Yeah. Let's call him.
I went one time because I had something going on down there, and I was like, I went into the doctor, and it was this older guy, and I was like, yeah, and could you check this? I'm like a little worried about that, and he's like, okay. And he like puts me on my side and he like opens my ass like slightly and he goes like, yeah, you're good. did not want to look.
That's good.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine, man.
I saw a dog one time in Chicago jump out of a third story window. And they had to bring animal control had to come. This is a horrible.
Why are you saying this?
It's medical. I don't know. It's like medical procedure. But they had to have the animal control people come and put the dog down right there
because
on the
it was
side.
Suffering.
Nothing to do with this, bro. About.
100%. Yeah, we were talking about kind of doctors and just sort of regular checkups,
bro.
But I have a no. It's a story and then a question.
She already asked the question.
I know, but then I have a question. I just have a story.
Okay, yeah, we haven't.
Oh, wait, what's your question?
Did the dog do it on purpose?
No.
No.
You don't think they're capable of feeling the emotional depth that human beings feel? Well,
was this in Wrigleyville by chance?
Yeah, it was, man. Why?
So what's maybe the dog had enough of bro culture.
Right.
Fair enough. Masculine culture.
I think they feel the same, but they don't know what to do. My mom's dog was trying to die for so long, like staring at a wall.
Yeah, they just don't know suicide is an option. Yeah. Most of them, you know, and I think this one kind of figured it out.
You know Sharna Halpern, Edie?
No.
This is an ancient, I believe, Jewish woman who is about 4'7". She owns the
IO
Improv
Theater.
Olympic Theater in Chicago.
Okay.
And she has these sickly dogs. I pray to God they're still with us. But when you
there's
go
no
to her
shot.
Office,
it's been 10 years.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And they were like 16.
I pray still. I pray still. Yeah. But this dog had like cancer and all that. And it was like, I remember it would just smack its head into the table in a really like concerningly loud, like,
Jesus.
Way.
Well,
so
it's because
if,
this dog was watching
don't...
like IO graduate
fucking Harold
improv
performances.
Students
oh,
trying
God.
To do improv all day. You would too.
And so Ed, you did UCB?
I did a little bit, yeah.
But did you
but
did
I
you,
that's
did you hate
not,
it?
Yeah. It's I don't think like that.
Yeah.
Like or they don't teach you to be free. Like they tell you the rules. But they don't tell you, like, you can bring something that you like doing into this world. So I would get up, like, and just panic and say, like, the most not funny, like, everything that I said, I was like, what the fuck is coming out of me?
Yeah.
Really,
I think it can really twist people up.
It wasn't.
If you're a true creative spirit.
For me.
Right.
But then, honestly, when I did like TV dinner with you guys.
Yeah.
That is what made me understand what improv even is.
You hear that, everybody?
Or fun
allowed,
style.
You hear
wow.
that? Because you're allowed
style.
To bring an idea.
Right.
I was like, oh, you should go into it with something you know how to do.
You can cheat.
Yeah.
You can
I was
cheat.
Doing written bits back in Chicago, and then my improv team didn't like it.
At the improv shows, that's
okay. This is a segue, but I said before the podcast we would look into some Google reviews of Rio's the sexual sauna.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
well, that's what we did. We filled Edie in.
Yeah. So this was the we did a whole Patreon episode on Rio's. It's a sexual sauna, and somebody suggested we read the Google reviews. All right, so this is a 3-star review 2 months ago from Zorax Power. Be prepared for guys to knock on the doesn't even make sense as a sentence on the blank of a massage room within a millisecond of entering. Be prepared for guys to just stand and stare at people in the big hot tub. The staff are great though. That is true.
The staff
that is
was
accurate.
Very pro.
Staff was incredible.
Staff. I think here's what they're saying is those little rooms that we saw were the, quote unquote the massage rooms.
Yes.
The thing about the hot tub
you guys,
is true.
Had you seen each other in the buff before?
Oh yeah.
Many, many times.
Many
times.
I would
say many times.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful and important.
It's NBD.
It's male bondage. Just...
Well, I agree. You know, maybe I should. Whatever. Some of my boyfriend's friends are very like he went to pee on a fire that we had made.
Right.
And they walked
Amazing feeling.
away to not
Not
see
see
the
it.
penis. And it made me,
Right.
it was very disturbing to me that they did that.
Because you're thinking, who cares? And
And
guess
like,
what?
this is
Right.
the whole point of having friends, is that you get to
pee in front of them.
Pee in front of
Right.
them, laugh
Directly in
about
front of
it.
them.
Oh, your pee, oh, it stinks today. Like, you can connect over that.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
I think it doesn't. Listen, God gave us some beautiful gifts. I'll just put it that way.
All
And
right.
our friends are able to see it.
All right, you continue. I
Oh,
think
we need
I'm
to bring
saying
up
that.
Will Blunderfeld, your favorite.
Oh my
Thank you.
favorite
Oh
man.
yeah.
Because
Thank
well,
you.
he's super into males getting together and being
Yes.
Drinking
Nude,
beef.
but he's
And
not gay.
of
So
course
he
not.
claims. He
So he
just does.
claims.
Wait,
He's
I took a
just open.
screenshot of this photo actually last night. I saw this. Did you see him post this? I mean, it's not funny, but just the picture of him. It says, "I used
Was
to be
it?
an
Yes.
alcoholic." It
Yes.
took let me see if my shit's blurring this out.
2012 or
Now
something.
I'm a pissaholic. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. Wow.
God,
And
I
so
love
he
him.
drinks pee.
I'm more
Yep.
influenced by him than I'd like to admit.
That is how I feel whenever I wake up hungover, is like that.
That you're a pissaholic.
Exactly. But you're influenced by his, like, so what does he influence you to do?
I've tasted my pee more times because I'm watching videos of him guzzling fresh pee.
You know what? I'm
I get
not
that.
against the whole the pee
I
drinking.
like.
Nate, you are this fucking close, bro,
Yeah,
to
Nate, you
being
are.
Will Blunderfeld, whatever.
I'm
You are
just
putting a
saying.
hair.
I get it. I
I
think
get it
that
too. And
I
I
get
don't
it.
want to be like, I know that it's wrong. I know it's not true. So that's what keeps me in check. But I like the idea of the body healing itself and that we like have everything we
Right.
already need. So
Same.
that's where my interest comes from. So I'm like,
So why has it got to come out and go back up to the top? You see what I'm saying?
because like maybe in my head, there's something like, I don't know. I just like it.
I do
Yeah,
have a question actually
right.
about this scientifically, and
What
maybe
is
we
it,
can
Jack?
Google it. So
What?
when you're drinking, I mean, we've discussed the differences between air and water many times on this and how you breathe.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, air and water, these are vehicles, I'm not even kidding, for what is it called? Hydrogen.
Molecules.
Well, yeah, nitrogen, isn't it? Air is actually, I don't totally know what I'm saying,
That's okay.
but let me try. Let me keep trying. So what I'm saying is basically, how does the pee not, it still looks like water. Is there no more like, what do you, is the stuff that you get from water that's just gone? There's no nitrogen in it or something?
I think there's still water in it, but then there's also maybe some other new chemicals that maybe aren't good for you, maybe are bad for your teeth. You
No.
know,
It's
my
probably
head.
just somebody. I watched something that somebody was like, yeah, this like heals like diseases if you drink your own piss.
Yes, I've
I believe it. If
I
I get
hear.
something crazy medical, you know, I'm fucking just guzzling Badlands chug style fucking liters of my own piss. So,
I like it.
pee doesn't hydrate you because it contains concentrated waste products and salts that your body has already filtered out, meaning it would dehydrate you more because it's forcing your kidneys to work harder to process excess minerals. It's like drinking salt. It's basically soy sauce, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, exactly.
While we're on the topic of health,
Uh-oh.
look.
Yup.
Look.
Yup.
And look. So that's vitamin C, B12, and fish oil. I just got the Costco membership. I went crazy in the aisles. Do you guys think benzinger
It looks
finasteride?
great.
What?
You look fantastic, Jack.
Thank you so
Yeah.
much. Thank
Don't
you.
read any of the new articles.
I don't care about my body.
No, I think it's fine. But do you guys think this, what does this do? Supports a healthy heart?
I take one every day,
You
and
do.
apparently it's good for depression.
Is
And
it?
my friend, I heard this one time, and I believe it takes two because it's good for depression. And when I take it, I think about that. and I think it makes me happier.
Because it's fish oil.
Fish oil?
Because fish is so happy, y'all.
This is simple fish
oil. They're innocent. They don't know anything.
And they get swim. The oil from the fish in a respectful way? Or are they crushing up the fish and using their oils?
One dude is sucking it out of every single fish in a factory.
And I know it's you. Crazy. It's not one dude. It's you, man.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, fine. That's you want to out me to... like that? That's my fucking...
But these are fatties. Look at that. That's a
I know,
two of those at the same time.
Delicious. Mm. No water.
I do D as well.
D. Vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
If you lived in LA, you'd get that shit for free. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys move out here? Why? Why?
Because my parents are here.
Move them out.
Bring them out.
Get a compound.
I can't yet.
Okay. Well, it will happen then soon.
Are your parents yelling at you like, when the fuck are we moving to LA?
No.
Would they move out here? If you moved out here, would they follow you?
I wouldn't. I don't know. I don't know, guys.
If you had $50 million, do you think they'd follow you?
60. Yeah. I'll just put it this way. 60.
Yes.
Wow. One more bedroom right there.
It is. It. I do. A part of me wants to. Lately.
Yeah.
Cold out.
I know Jack's feeling that way, too.
I don't think that's going to happen. Wait, you are feeling that way?
Nope. Somebody needs to stay here and
hold it down.
Keep this fucking place alive. And I also, frankly, I like the city a lot.
I do too. It's amazing.
And yeah, it's nice.
Do you feel more celebrity pilled out there?
In a way that you can't
you
imagine.
You seem like it. You seem like it. Eric, wait, I have to say this.
What?
We're supposed to do a table read together. This was a while ago.
Be careful, be careful.
You said something earlier about someone.
Right, right. There's no way they'll listen to this.
Eric canceled on something because his voice hurt.
Wow.
They said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "My voice hurts."
Basically, what happened was there was a lot of yelling in the script, and I thought, I can't
That's
do that.
Crazy.
I can't do it. No. No,
You're
it was because
dirty.
I was too nervous to be able to. It wasn't. That was my bad. That
I
was a
tough.
I was like, we lost him.
So, Eric, let me ask you a question then. Let's say Denis Villeneuve hits you up.
Right.
Moon
right.
Part 3, and you play a sort of sand creature that screams, and that's the only thing they do. They say, you have the part. You just have to come to this table read.
Yeah.
You have a crazy ass cold. Your voice does hurt. Your throat is all congested and
your brother's in prison.
Your brother's in prison.
Right. I'm
Are you
going
to show up to that one?
Of course. If it's Denis Villeneuve, yeah,
oh,
I'm showing up, bro.
Hey, I understood it. I just thought.
No, that was wild. And I knew I was going to send this up. I can't. I knew I would face the heat from Edie immediately. So I knew I was going to face that repercussion. But did you have a fun time? Was it an amazing time?
It was actually pretty good. The actors were good.
The actors were popping.
I love when actors are good.
Were you one of them?
I love good actors.
Yes.
Then they were amazing.
Shut the fuck up.
What's the move tonight, bro?
You guys need to be acting more. Please.
I agree.
I'm trying, dude.
Edie and I have acted to the moon and back. I'll just put it that way.
I'm acting all the time. I've at least 2 times a year I act in my YouTube productions. That's the toughest way to do it. No support, nobody on set. Oh, take care of you. Are you tired? Take a nap. Have a granola bar. Have tea. It's just fucking you, raw, and what you really care about comes out. That's acting.
I've been having the feeling that I want to be in a, like, have a mental breakdown, serious drama, you know what I'm saying? And give a performance of a lifetime.
Lifetime, right.
Well, can I give you a caveat, Nate?
What?
And then I'm going to ask you to do it, obviously.
Okay.
Or I'll ask you to do what you think a good performance is, but you'll notice in a lot of times movies that the breakdowns, that's cool and everything, but real acting, art,
I know exactly what you're going to say, man. I know exactly what you're going to say.
Exactly what I'm going to say?
Word for word.
What am I going to bring up?
You're going to say that people in real life, they hide their emotions and they hide what they're feeling. So it's not showing, it's what you're not revealing.
No, I was right? going to say Fred Armisen is in Like Mike, and a lot of people don't know that. Psych, psych, psych. I was going to say The Revenant, dude. The Revenant. Leonardo DiCaprio wins the Oscar for acting like a roll of bread.
But what's the point of that, you know? Just
Donald was in The Revenant.
He was? Oh, yep. Good for him. Yep. He's on the way up.
The fun about acting is screaming, is
absolutely
going crazy, is fucking snot coming out of your fucking nose. I want to be a snotty
shit.
Actor.
That's the easy shit.
That's what that's my signature I want to be known for, is that I'm just like have so much fluid coming out. It's so gooey and fucking nobody's bringing that to the craft.
You know what? Go, you Edie, go. You. I don't have anything. I have nothing. Go.
Okay. I really want to be in something that's like room, like where the plot is that like someone has kidnapped me and I'm stuck in this room and they have to like bring me food, but I don't know. I develop a relationship with them.
Stockholm.
Yes. And I want it to be in the subway.
Wow.
You ever
like on a realize car that at a no, certain point, like, you have to stop asking for this and start making it yourself?
Well, it's just something I think about. I'm still in the thinking phases. But you know, on the subway platforms, how there'll be like vents that like go down, or like there's like a long hallway that's like chained off, and you're like, where does that go to? Like, what could be there? I always think about like there being people back there who have been taken, and they're like, and they're in plain sight. They're in public already, where the most people are, but they can't get free.
This is the shot, Edie. I have the shot. This is the opening shot. It's you there, all gagged up, banging, and then it goes to the vent, comes out, and then it's two beautiful 26-year-old women saying, "Sabrina fucking kicked my ass at fucking spin class this morning."
They think they have problems.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
And it's a metaphor,
tied
dude.
Up.
Being stuck in plain sight, being surrounded, and yet what is it?
And also, I love fucking that guy who brings me food.
Oh,
I have a question for you, Edie.
Oh, psychosexual.
What would be your dream sexy ass fucking shredded actor that you would want to play as your kidnapper?
Jonah.
Hill. Stop.
Oh
my
good
God.
Good choice.
The Jewish burrito bag.
Mr.
You're lying.
Culkin.
Wow.
He and Kieran Culkin.
You know he's married.
He's my
right?
phone background.
He's married and he would never cheat ever.
Okay, he would climb you like a tree.
Yeah, I want to act with him.
Oh my God. We got to start putting these intentions out there now.
Or Jonah
before
H.
it's too late. Or who?
Jonah H.
Or Jonah Mr. Hill. The surfer. You
Ask
realize
about
he
my
surfs,
wiener.
Right?
What?
You realize he surfs?
I don't give a fuck what he does. I love his body fluctuation. Does something for me.
Wow, you like body transformations.
Yes, changing constantly. You know who I'm really attracted to, and I don't want it to be the case, and he's a bad person. He's bad.
Whom?
Sam Hyde.
Yeah, really?
Like, that, the way that he looks completely different every time you see him is like so...
He looks like a warlord. He looks like a Middle Earth.
Yes.
He looks like the guy in my mind who assassinated fucking Franz Ferdinand for World War I. I imagine if you zoom in, it's fucking him with the gun.
He's like the white Genghis Khan. Like he looks like he just looks like he was put here to destroy.
He looks crazy.
Yeah. And he would fucking kill all of us.
But yeah, I don't, you know, I guess he's bad. I don't really remember.
Jury's out.
To your duty.
I sent him a personality test on email. We'll see what he says.
Edie, have you seen Slow Horses? Slow Horses. You haven't? None of you guys have seen it?
Is this a joke setup? Are you about to do a
impression
of a slow horse?
Show.
What is
Be
it?
very careful with that. It's a show on Apple TV with Gary Oldman.
Gary Goldman?
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
It's amazing. We just watched all four seasons like that.
Wait, Gary the Snail? Meow.
Meow, Gary.
And you're done, Edie. Thank you for having us. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Being here, but it's quite enough.
Damn. You think, is Gary jacked under the shell?
Gary Oldman?
No, oh, Gary the snail. Is he Gary jacked Oldman? Under the shell?
He's been out in the wild, hasn't he? Gary without a snail? Let me Google it.
Gary
well,
without a shell.
Snails already have, you know, natural lubricant, so they're fucking...
Oh, they're all fucking wet out.
They probably have the craziest fucking sex. Shell off. They probably Wait. Take that shell off. You
and
know?
They can really adhere to whatever surface they're on.
Certainly they can. They can
oh,
go
he's got a fucking... He's got a dump truck.
They could be on top of the wall, on top of the ceiling, getting it fuck going 69.
Huh?
I like when SpongeBob screams at Gary.
Why?
Shut up.
So Jack, you would be SpongeBob. I would be Patrick. In the Nate, you're fucking Squidward. Definitely, bro.
Yeah.
Squidward. Wow. Wait, who's SpongeBob?
I would say out of all of us, Jack would be SpongeBob.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't like that, but
I'm Patrick, bro. Okay, you would think it. I want to be Patrick?
I don't know if I don't know if any of us are SpongeBob, frankly. I think
who's Edie? Sandy?
Plankton.
No, come on.
Plankton.
Plankton.
You might be Plankton, Edie. You really might be.
This is sometimes we slide Edie. Have you seen those 12-year-old boys doing a podcast? And they're like,
yes.
What kind of chick
we're heading into
like?
That.
Sometimes I really feel like we get there like fucking that.
Yeah. Sometimes. Now we talk about molecules.
There were these really young boys on the train, like probably like 11 or 12. And they got on the train and they had like little gym bags and they looked so cute. So I was kind of staring at them. And then I looked at one of them who was next to me and the other two were across and one of the kids across the way was like, yo, she's looking him down.
Oh, my God.
And I, like, started laughing. And then he, like, came over to me and he was like, yo, can I put you on to something? And I was like, yeah, sure. And he was like, do you know Xavier Sobased? This, like, rapper. And then he let me, he, like, I looked it up on my phone and I was listening to it. And he was like, can I take a picture of you listening to it? And he sent the picture to this to Xavier Sobased. It was just awesome. Sometimes kids are
is it good.
He knew Xavier Sobased.
It
I
was
think
actually
that's a big
kind of
artist.
Cool.
Yeah.
He is kind of big, but they go to the same skate park, was what I
oh, which one?
Figured out. I don't know.
All right.
It didn't get that. We didn't get
I
that.
Have something to say about children that grow up in New York because by the way, I'm on Reels now looking at Instagram Reels because TikTok was shut down. Yeah. And there's this kid that's going viral and he's like just causing pure trouble and he's probably 12 years old. He's riding one of the electric city bikes around with a skateboard on it, pranking people, going into stores and fucking with the employees, boxing, going to a boxing gym.
Eric,
Raleigh, I see, is liking all of these.
Eric,
what
was his name? K.O. Martin.
And of course it's K.O. Martin. Yeah,
let's just nah, you know,
is
I don't
he
wanna...
in the
dude, I don't want to spoil anything, but let's
Are
just
you
say
I know.
That's him.
We
I
might
know.
Be in a scene together and he might call me a racist pedophile.
Jack, I didn't realize that's and, him.
Wait, but you like him?
No, I'm seeing him. Part of me can't help but be entranced by that lifestyle for a child.
And
but I also think
he's 14.
He must be 13. Oh, he's 14.
I have a funny story
I
about
just
him.
Think like the New York allowed like I don't know if he has rich parents, but I'm getting that vibe.
Nope.
It allow really?
His dad's a fucking boxer, dude. And his mom's a I don't know what she hangs out.
Wow.
So I don't want to roast him too much, but I feel like rich New York kids, it becomes evil very quickly. If you have nothing to do and you're riding the subway around as a 12-year-old and causing trouble, that's evil to
I'm
me.
I'm saying the opposite.
Yeah, you're Karen,
that's
bro.
Beauty. That's
I think it's
I'm not Karen.
Karen,
you're Karen.
They're
you
awesome. Are. They're. I feel like
you think it's
beauty.
They're just talking to me. They made fun of me, and then were like, "Wait, can I show you something cool?"
Right.
I was like, "I love these guys."
Well, maybe I need to rethink my position on this.
That's because you.
But I think it can. it can breed a horrible, it could breed a horrible, because we've met some of the grown-ups that grew up in New York.
Absolutely. You know what I'm talking. I think it makes you weird.
Yeah, you become odd.
Do you know what was fucking weird with chilling with or doing this shoot with KO? Is it was like talking to him, like we zoomed with him first and he didn't have like a handler or any shit. He was off shooting a movie somewhere else and popped into this Zoom just to talk about it, talk about the script. And he was like acting the way he spoke. I was like, are you older than me? Like, he's so confident. He's like, yeah, yeah, I bet. All right, sounds good. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And also, you know, allegedly, whatever, he hops on the Zoom and, you know, it says your little name at the bottom. His said it was either like baby gremlin dick or little gremlin dick.
Wow. All right, all right, respect, respect.
And then we were talking like, is your like manager or your parents gonna be there? And he was like, if you want them to, you know, they can be. And I was like, damn,
wow,
this kid is just more grown up than I fucking am.
Wow.
I felt so emasculated in such a rare way by this 14-year-old, which was perfect.
I was like wearing my winter coat inside and watching High School Musical at 14, wishing I was on TV.
I actually think I peaked at 13.
Nate, you've been extra quiet, man. What's going on?
Well, I'm just listening and studying, and I'm trying to studying your guys' conversation styles.
I'm scared of you, man. Right. Just straight up.
Oh, guys.
Yeah?
I've been playing racquetball.
Mm.
Have you played that, Edie?
No. Is it like pickleball?
It's no, you hit, it's like a 90s, it like swept. It was like the 90s pickleball, and you hit this fucking blue ball at a wall.
Oh, you play alone?
No, I've been playing with Danny and Caleb. Nice. So I just wanted to tell you guys that.
That's awesome. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Does anyone have any concept of how long we've been recording for?
I don't really. I don't. Do you know, Nate?
None at all. So we've lost track of time. That's how you know this is an amazing
That's how
podcast.
We got into an amazing conversation.
Usually I know the seconds that by the second that we're here. What, is it fucking an hour yet? Are we done with this shit? No, this one we're flowing.
Edie,
losing track of
favorite time. Housewife. Favorite housewife, go now.
Dolores Catania, New Jersey.
And so she reporting for duty. Sounds like
she
on trouble with
the traitors. She's on Traitors, and at first she was kind of quiet, and I was a little like, yeah, come on, girl. But then every time she's on, she's like, oh, shit. Like, she kind of curses a lot, and yeah. I like that.
Wait, but
so
Dorinda.
So beautiful.
Is Dorinda good?
I love Dorinda.
Do you know the housewife named Tinsley Mortimer?
Yes.
Do you know that I used to work for her husband in Chicago, Scott Cluth? At Coupon Cabin.
Cluth.
Was he nice?
Well, I don't know. I've already talked on this podcast about it, but I just talked to some Super Housewives fans the other night, and they couldn't believe that I had met Scott Cluth.
Yeah, that one isn't the one I'm the most into. Have any of you seen Salt Lake City?
Yes. With Jen Shah?
Yeah, I mean, she used to be. She they used really to be. Have figured out the formula, and it's a next level.
What's the production. Formula? What is it?
Just like getting women who are willing to like, in the finale of this most recent season, the way it ends is that they're all out to dinner. And then one of them is like, I have an idea. Why don't we read, pull up the meanest text you've sent about someone at the table and give it to that person to read. Like they've clued into what we want.
Right.
And may I say as well, the new season of Traitors has tapped into this. And I want to say good job to everybody on development there and on the writing.
The
staff
drama is up.
Because specifically in the like the competitive game type shit, that shit was always so fucking boring to just watch them do fucking ropes course at 82 years old.
I do hate that part.
But they inject there slowly. I see them
injecting drama.
To inject drama.
Oh, when they like
the clown one. Did you watch the clown one?
No,
the clown one. Oh,
I need to catch up.
The Fun House? What was that? They have to pick a door, and the way they, who comes up with those?
Geniuses, speechwriters, political speechwriters. For real, when I was helping Sarah out on the Hamster versus Humans game show, the people who were writing jokes on that, there was two writers, and their next gig was like going to write for the White House.
Holy shit.
Or that's a fucking like dream. That would be a dream come true.
Dude, nothing could be better.
I could not get that job.
Nah, that's what you think, but you're very wrong.
Think oh, you could. Uh-huh. The White House opens their short film department. You're going to be up in there.
Oh, we'll be, Edie and I will be like the fucking heads of that department.
Y'all would be the ambassadors.
No question.
Edie, I love a short film.
What's your short count?
The amount that I've been in?
Yeah.
I couldn't even, countless.
Over 20?
Wow.
I don't know if over 20. But I've been a lot, I've been more selective as of late.
Yeah.
Curious. You have a bad experience on one of those, and it's like, I'm never doing this again. Fuck
oh
you.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yep. Yes.
yeah. I don't know. A lot.
Yeah.
I like it.
And you guys know I'm on the most currently most trending short film on No Budge, right?
At interesting. So
is
yeah.
that you?
Oh. Good for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You think that's
good for
cool.
Edie.
So no, good for you.
Yeah, good for you, man. Enjoy it. The crown awesome. Gets passed around pretty often, and that shit changes like the weather. So enjoy.
Let me say, it's not how you think it's gonna play out. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's different. I'm working at an assisted living facility. Do you guys
you know are? That? You
yes.
are
yes.
I didn't know.
With old people who
in
are
Ridgewood?
That fucking picture.
In Ridgewood?
It's bad. No, in Midtown, New York City.
What?
Does it stink?
Walk us through your day. Be respectful, Nate.
Well, my grandmother was in a nursing home, and it smelled like
I
that.
Used to have to sing in them. I know
it
how they smell, too.
Do you have a beautiful voice, Eric?
Yeah, you could say so. I did before it dropped. I was an angel-style voice.
Yes.
What in the past week has brought you joy?
Wow.
Joy tactics.
What has brought you joy?
Can you guys talk amongst yourselves?
I got to pee. Yeah, oh, yeah. Let us go first.
Yeah, we'll go first and you think about it.
Thank you.
I got one. It seems like everyone's kind of like
joy.
I'll tell you what. I made an incredible chicken salad. Okay. Yum. And you can put that in the fridge. And that's just, you know, meals for a couple of days. And you put some avocado mayonnaise in there. And this is the canned chicken from Kirkland Costco. It looks disgusting. And it's probably like bad for you. But I will say delicious. Put that in a wrap.
And you make a great egg salad as well. Oh, I'm
making all types of salads.
Wrap?
Is it low carb
wrap? Ezekiel 419 wrap, of course.
What the hell is that? Christian bread?
It's just an elevated sort of brand of bread. It's like Dave's bread, you know? It's elite.
Dave's killer. You know, Dave went back to jail.
Shut up.
He got out of jail. He made the bread, and then he went back in.
He killed again? Did he kill somebody?
He killed. Yeah,
that's where he invents.
Dave invents the bread.
Okay, I'll go off yours, Nate, because guess what, guys? After a lot of years of grinding, saving up, I've just got my Costco membership. And
congrats.
Layla and I went this week and basically had a blast. I love being in there. I love the smell of the tires. I love the fuck out of it. I put it this way to Danny last night because he's like, why do you enjoy going to Costco? What Costco is a window to a new type of life you could have. Every product is like, oh, I could buy 60 patties, salmon patties. And that's the type of guy I am now, is I have 60 salmon patties. I make that with some rice. I don't eat anything else. The vitamins,
like
you see what I'm saying?
Like
salmon
burgers. Burger?
They have set the amazing salmon burgers.
Oh, they got everything.
Wow.
Bro. I mean, trust me, I grew up going to Costco, so I know what's up. But shout out Costco. It brought me joy.
That's amazing. And then Jack. I brought joy. What?
Jack.
I sucked up a nail with the vacuum cleaner, and that shit was spinning around in a way that just I made me feel alive. Like I was cleaning and I wasn't listening to a fucking podcast or nothing. I was just out here throwing away a fucking couch that used to be right behind me and just vacuuming up, making all this shit
Oh,
go away.
what happened to the couch?
I got rid of it.
Just for more room?
I wanted to. This is the office in our home, of course. I don't know what I just wanted to show you there, but
You showed us like literally nothing.
All right.
Like
There's more
one
piano
more
down
foot
there.
in the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I just wanted to feel like not another like relaxing place. This is where you come in to,
The
confront
work.
your demons and
You gotta get to
massage your
work.
trauma into
You
credible
gotta
tweets
work.
and stuff.
Do you know that clip, Edie? You gotta get to work. You gotta get the distractions out of here. Get to work, Nicki. And Nicki Minaj is interviewing like a potential new assistant, Sachin.
Is it a kid?
He sounds like a child,
What's
but I
that voice
bet
you're
he's in his 20s.
doing?
He has a crazy voice.
I haven't seen it.
All right, we'll send you the clip. So, Jack, congrats on making that thing more work
Sucked up
focused.
a nail.
Tucked up a neck.
I sucked the nail up. Edie.
I have so many. That's honestly what the
Right.
problem
That's a good problem. I
Beautiful.
experienced
so much joy. I went to the grand opening of a new grocery store 2 blocks from my house with my
Right.
roommate, and we literally made friends with other girls from the neighborhood.
Did you
Just
buy any
amazing.
food?
I didn't. I ate a bunch of free food. They had sushi, free samples, cheese, free
Wow.
samples, cake. It was just
Wow.
a joyful community event. I talked to the our councilman, and he put speed bumps in. It
Thank God.
was beautiful. Wait, I have another one.
What?
Because this one's more business.
Oh, please.
I'm going on tour.
Wee. Of course.
Across America. I'm driving across America. I need people in Reno, Nevada and Salt Lake City to buy tickets. It's dismal and embarrassing. But I made this like promo video with I went into my agent's office and I made it with the people who sit at the front desk. And it was just so fun to make something like right
Shout
away
out the
and make
agency.
it fast.
Shout
That's
out the
cool.
agency right now. What is it?
Gersh.
Gersh. That's a pro
Wow.
agency.
So
Are we
right
all at
now we
different
have
agencies?
CAA,
CAA,
UTA,
UTA, Gersh,
Gersh,
WME.
WME. We are all
Wow.
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 Yeah.
Power.
You,
Power.
if you're listening, you don't know
Holy
what that means,
shit.
do some
It
research and
basically
you'll be
means
blown away.
there's no incentive for any of them to make any of the four of us work together.
Nope.
Well, Edie, what other cities are you going to? Because we have a massive audience global, by the way. But I know you're just going on a domestic style of tour. What cities are you going to? Would you let the people know? And the link will be in
Yes.
the show notes to grab some
Thank you.
tickets.
Philadelphia, Richmond, Virginia, Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
Bottle Rocket.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
I'm excited. Detroit, St.
Yo,
Louis.
wait. Sorry. Can I ask what you're doing? Where you're playing in Richmond?
Gallery 5.
I knew it.
Really? I know a lot of people there. But
Amazing.
please, I want people to come.
Yeah, we
Right.
want them to come too. So wait, sorry, we
Pittsburgh.
keep interrupting. Let's let Edie
It's
finish.
okay. There's only a few more. Salt Lake City.
What
Reno,
you're desperate
Nevada.
for?
That's the one.
Reno. I've
Which
never
one
heard
are
of
you more
anyone going there.
desperate for tickets to? Reno?
Both. Really, truly both.
What's the count at?
Four in Reno, Nevada. That's bad.
That's we would I we if you have four,
Four?
we would have zero, by the way.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, we wouldn't get fucking shit. Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles on the
Wow. Well,
20th.
I'll see you there. I'll
Will I
see you
see you?
there.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
Nate will be probably meditating, probably can't come.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Most likely. Have you done
No,
sensory deprivation tank?
I've never done it. I would like to, though. Have you?
I did it in LA.
What
Was
did
it
you
sick?
experience?
I chilled out in there. At first I was like, I think I should be like getting in touch with my ancestors. So I was thinking about like people who had died. But then the best parts were when you're not thinking about anything and you come to and you're like, oh my God, I did it. Like
you're
I
present.
Achieved the like.
Do you trip though? Do you like see like you hallucinate?
No.
And okay,
then
I'm
to
thinking
be
of something.
honest, I jerked off in there.
God damn it, Edie.
Because you're in there for 2 hours.
What are you going to do? You're in there for 2 hours.
And then you hit a moment where you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I know what this actually is.
It's a jerk
and
pod.
My friend who I went with, I got out and I told her, and she was like, me too.
Our bodies are playgrounds. I'll just put it that way.
I like the salt in there.
Delicious salt. Well, Edie, this
That's
has been a pure pleasure. I think we went for a minute here. I can't tell how long
I
we
have
went.
No idea. I'm sorry I said all, I'm sorry I said that.
No, that was amazing. Well, thanks for coming, Edie. We love
you. Thank you for having me.
We'll be seeing
I love
you soon.
Ciao.
Ciao, right. Bella.
Goodbye.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.